Retail banks. Bye bye America. The sale of BBVA's American unit to PNC may set off a wave of mergers.
In May, PNC, America's seventh largest retail bank by assets, sold a stake in BlackRock, an asset manager, for $17 billion. Bill Demchak, PNC's boss, said at the time that worries about the economy had prompted it to divest in order to bulletproof its balance sheet. On November 16th, he broke cover. PNC said it would buy the American arm of BBVA, Spain's second largest bank, for $11.6 billion. The deal could set off a scramble for scale on both sides of the Atlantic. Indeed, BBVA in turn said on the same day that it was in merger talks with Sabadell, another Spanish lender. Scale has become increasingly important for retail banking in America. It is dominated by four giants: J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup, that have amassed branches while lavishing spending on marketing and technology. The investment in digital banking has paid off during the pandemic, as flashy apps have attracted a growing share of deposits. At the same time, the Federal Reserve's low interest rates are squeezing lending margins. That hurts regional banks most. They rely more on interest income from loans than their Wall Street rivals, which also earn fees on trading and investment banking activities. PNC's acquisition of BBVA USA bank shares is the largest banking deal in America since BB&T bought SunTrust for $28 billion last year. It will create the country's fifth largest retail bank. The combined entity will be a coast-to-coast franchise operating in 29 of the country's 30 largest markets. Half of BBVA's branches are in Texas, and the rest span southern states, where PNC's presence is limited. Still, PNC may seek to expand further. It has excess capital to deploy, in part because regulators have capped dividends and banned share buybacks. And America's field of mid-sized banks remains crowded. At least 30 lenders have assets of around $50 billion to $250 billion.